1SRD Mobile, 21KD.
SRD Mobile.
Have you spoken to your buddy yet this morning? Has he been up? No, he might be listening actually.
Come back then. No, I've always got. The other one was resoldering the main chip, actually, like, just needed resoldering, so that tells you that, you know, obviously, you know, it could be a dry joint or something, who knows. But after all, even when I jumped the switch over last week, you know, the joints were looking a bit dodgy, and I resoldered them, and the switch was still playing up, but it wasn't as bad, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it could be dry joints as well, like from G1S Saudi Mobile.
From G1 Canadio, no, that's it. Didn't you ask him about if they carry a switch for you?
I did ask him that last time he had it, like, and he said, oh, we don't have them ones. One of them, I mean, I have bought a switch, but it's just getting in there to do it, and then that's all. It's a job I'll probably do when I'm off work, and not when I've only got a couple of hours when I finish work, like, you know what I mean?
Yes. That's all right, so just taking a bit of a beep. You said the other day, didn't you? It's how they've done it. It's a pain in the backside to get to, isn't it? You've got to strip this out, take that out, move this, do that. Then you've got there, then you put it in, and then you've got to put it all back together again.
It's probably okay for them when they build them, isn't it? You know, they poke all the screws in the fascia. They screw the circuit board, put the circuit board on the back, like the pins all come through the holes, and then they just put a blob of solder on them. But anybody to replace it means you've got to go and solder all the switches to take the circuit board off the back line. You know what I mean? You know, I think they just do like that to make it a pain, really, like, for anybody else. But I can probably just about get to it, because it is the end of the road switch, like, you know what I mean? And there is like a 15mm gap between the fascia and the circuit board, like, you know what I mean? They might be able to just about get down there to press the prongs with a long screwdriver to get the switch out once you've desoldered it, like.
You're probably right. You can bet your bob dollar you're right. It's just one of these things where, like you said, you go out of time and a bit of space to do it, ain't you? You know what I mean? You sort of got the table, stick it on the table, and just, you know, somebody leave the world. Something about you, but somebody leave you alone for an hour or so.
It's just one of them jobs, you know. I just don't want to do when I've been to work all day, like, you know what I mean? Because if it takes a bit longer than you think, then I ain't got the time, like, so. It's a case of, you know, when you've got a whole day, and even if it only takes an hour, it doesn't matter. If it goes wrong, you know, or whatever, like, you've got the time to mess about with it. When you've been to work and you've only got a couple of hours, like, it don't play, like, you know, then it's a bit different, isn't it? But at least you've got the time to do it. You've got the time to do it from G1S Saudi Mobile.
You know, you're right. I don't blame you at all with that. This is the last thing you want to do, start attacking some, you know, if you've just been out of work all bloody day, you know what I mean, if it's going to take you an hour or two or whatever. Well, yeah, say that, it depends on how eager you are to get it sorted, but I think you're right in what you said there. Leave to, you know, one day at the weekend or some, you know, when you're on holiday, like, you know what I mean, when, you know, there's no mad rush for it, you know, for, you know, you've plenty of time to do it, I should say.
We're
about to see you now.
I'm just going up to the 52. It's a bit dawdly at the moment. It's a 60 mile an hour road, and I've got a car in front that's 35. You think what they're doing on the road?
Oh, I remember what my mate Christoph, we were coming back up from, I think it's Salisbury, as such, and this guy had coming to an island, and he was taking his time, and Chris goes, look, this staff breeder don't know where he's going. He don't know where he's going. So Chris hits his air on, and the guy crapped himself.
It's one air, mate. I don't think the guy's got a clue. I mean, no, he ain't got a clue. Wow. It looks like he's about 90 when you see him through the window, though. He's just come up to the junction in lane 1 and 2, right, yeah, what's he do? The car by the side of him, who's clearly coming this way, you know, what's he do? Move from lane 1 drive straight across on the roundabout to lane 3, regardless of anybody that's supposed to be, mate. You know, he's not there no more, he's gone. I bet he's rushing to get to Audi to go shopping for G1S Audi Mobile.
Called us a mad rush.
Left at 4 in the morning, mate, and sat in the car park for 3 hours. He's sipping out of everybody's way.
She's down the road from Nottingham, noticing it.
Yeah, at least he's not in front of me anymore, anyway. From G1S Audi Mobile.
From G1KDU, what was I listening to the next two? I was listening to, bloody hell, Stuart's Powers, the Gumpies. This is John MIW and a few of the others. They're on 200 in the course. They talk back on 70, don't they? And I know the frequencies that they talk on 70 as well. And I thought, oh, let's have a listen to the lights on 70. And I thought, bloody hell, finally coming through well on 70 as well.
No, I hope that John Stuart's power turned down, so he's not wanting Stuart out on. You know, it's only fair, works both ways, doesn't it?
Oh, well, because he was a bloody good signal, wasn't
he? Running too much power then, isn't it, for the distance he's talking, yeah.
I don't mind, does he? Stuart will be there anyway.
Gets kilowatt amp back out again, the money.
Stu? Never uses it, does he? Nah, he
can't. No, he never used the 7700 as well, either. That's just an ornament as well from G1S Audi Mobile. A bit like his ATU, probably still in the box, isn't it?
Oh my God, for a big ATU. Well, that's only going to come out when he uses his amp. And that don't come out, does it?
That's because he's took his push bike away, so he can't generate the electricity so fast now from G1S Audi Mobile.
I thought he was hooked up to the street lamp outside.
Only in the winter, unfortunately, turns off through the day, doesn't it? And it's more off in the summertime than it's on, so he had to wait for winter for that.
Well, it's more active on 40 in the winter.
Why now?
I thought he was going to come back then. I thought we'd get some remark if he was listening.
Everyone listen, you know that from G1S Audi Mobile.
I know that. I know for a fact. When he's off, he's off.
The way round as well, vice versa, yeah.
Know when he's on.
Sausages, yeah.
Well, you know, you must have can't be far from Clifton Bridge, I'll bet you.
Going over the top now, going over the top of the river anyway, from G1S Audi Mobile.
Know when you want to go, alright, and I'll clear the repeater.
Around this bend, drop down, and I shall disappear then, because I'm going to be half a mile away from where I'm going anyway. Long, so, yep, let's go over this bridge, have a look at Aston Martin, make sure the cars are still shining in the showroom. Oh yes, the Aston Martins are still shining in the showroom. That's all right then, from G1S Study Mobile.
No, they've got their showroom in the prime spot, haven't they? I wonder if he sells many.
Now you go down that other road, I'm just looking down there, there's a Ferrari dealer down there as well, so it shows you there must be some money around from G1S Audi Mobile.
There's the fucking, Ferraris and cross knows what. See one the other day. Oh, a lovely one. Jet black it was. Jet black Ferrari. Lovely.